So we're fully engulfed in Christmas now, and having never been Christian, I've only heard secondhand what it's all about, but apparently we're all not supposed to be an asshole for a week or two, and I believe in not being an asshole, unless you have to be, which you do, sometimes. Merry Christmas, I guess. Or happy holidays if you live somewhere with a lot of non-Christians like LA, or back to Merry Christmas if you live in, like, Chattanooga and pretty much everyone you know is Christian. Either way, if you think this is a fit subject for an angry argument, then you're being an asshole. Which, as I said, you're not supposed to be. For a week. So, this is a remix of sketches we've done about Christmas and religion in general. Many of the Christmas sketches in particular were from this year, because most of the Christmas sketches we've ever done have been from this year. Interesting fact. I don't know what's behind that, but there it is. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Welcome to the Bob Scott Show, America's favorite radio call and talk show. Lines are open, so call now and talk to Bob Scott. And now, here's Bob.
Well, this is the Bob Scott Show, but Bob's not here today, so I'll be filling in for him. My name is God, your Father who art in heaven, Lord of the universe, the man upstairs. Him. I'll be fielding your calls for the next 3 hours or so, with a break now and then for news and weather. So let's go to line one. Hi, you're on the air with God.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. David from Walnut Creek, what's on your mind?
Hi, Bob, this is David from Walnut Creek, and I just wanted to ask,
I guess you didn't hear me earlier. Bob's not here today. This is God. And an answer to your question. Yes, of course you could hurt somebody doing that. Line two, you're on the air with God.
Hello, Bob.
Nope, Bob's not here. This is God.
Bob's not there?
Not today. But if you have a question, why don't you ask me? After all, I am the all-knowing, all-seeing, and omnipotent.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll just talk to Bob when he gets back.
Suit yourself. Line four.
Yeah, if you're so good and kind and loving and all that, how come there's so much pain and suffering in the world?
I don't know. Ask Bob.
We return after the break to the Bob Scott Show, hosted by God.
Time of the year again. Time for some Christmas caroling.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, didn't Barry say Santa Claus shot you last year?
Too late. I already rang the doorbell of this house. Let's do song number 12. And a one, and a two, and a...
Santa, he's a big fat fuck. Went down the chimney, got his fat ass stuck. Oh, honey, call the lawyers fast. Mrs. Claus is gonna sue my ass.
Why do you keep coming here? For the love of God, please leave us alone.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey, aren't they supposed to give us something to drink? Like some booze or something? Because, you know, I would love booze.
Hey, drunk Samantha, this house looks like it might have something for you.
The sad house with the lights out and the one lonely candle in the window?
All right, let's do song number four. And a one, and a two, and a...
Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
Did someone just shoot themselves? That muffled gunshot implied a suicide.
On to the next place.
You know, why do all these houses have the same doorbell? Can't they afford a nice personalized doorbell?
Shh, you're drunk. Let's do song 15.
They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Look at here.
I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play.
Ho, ho, ho! I said if I ever saw you again, I'd blow your goddamn head off!
Run away!
From the movie producers of HBO's The Young Pope.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
And the producers of Boss Baby. It's...
Well, someone's gonna have to change those diapers.
What is this, the papacy or the poopacy?
The baby pope.
Who's the most powerful little guy in the whole world, huh? Is it you? It sure is, isn't it?
The Los Angeles Times calls it a movie.
I just don't think someone like you can understand the subtle intricacies of the power in the Vatican. You're too young and naive. You just don't know how the world works yet.
Forgive me, Cardinal, but I believe he is the Holy Father here and not you.
He's more than just an age. He is the conduit for the Lord's word, and the Lord moves through him. And now it looks like the Lord's moving right through him right now. Oh, God, what is that? Carrots? Pardon me.
The Denver Bronco says it's 132 minutes of what is technically considered a film.
Look, the nuns are all out doing charity work today, so one of us guys is going to have to change the Pope's diapers, okay? I say whoever gets the short cross.
Galileo!
Ugh, fine. Hey, wait, guys, look. There, in the diaper. Is that...
Jesus Cristo!
Ave Maria!
Jesus Christ!
Well, that really is some holy shit.
The Seattle Herald says the movie theater was pleasantly cold.
Well, it says here you can't add baby formula to wine.
Aww. Starring Alec Baldwin as...
Put that wafer down. Communion is for closers.
The Baby Pope. Coming to theaters everywhere this fall of our Lord 2018.
Welcome back to the Bob Scott Show. Substituting for Bob Scott is God.
Hello, line six.
Hello, Bob.
Bob is out. This is God.
Whatever. Where can I get some Foo Fighters tickets?
Oh, just mail me a request and I'll take care of it.
Great. I'll mail right off. Where do I send it?
Send it anywhere. I'm omnipresent. Hi, you're on the air.
I never believed in you. I don't believe in you now, and I never will believe in you. Hey, my eyes, I can't see. I can't see.
Line two.
Is this God?
You got him.
Wow. The God?
With no others before me. What's up?
Oh, this is great to talk to you. I've waited my whole life to talk to God. And now, here I am!
Well, here's your big chance. What have you wanted to ask?
So where's Bob?
We return after the break to the Bob Scott Show, hosted by God.
Elves, we've spent many a holiday season together, but after 245 jolly years, I can no longer afford to keep the workshop open.
Santa, no!
What about the children?
What about Christmas?
No.
I'm afraid the rough economy has even reached the North Pole.
Well, what's going to happen to us?
Oh, not to worry, little elves. There's still plenty of work for you. Meet your new boss.
Hello, I'm Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, and I'd like to welcome you to our new North Pole Fulfillment Center.
Yay.
Mr. Bezos assures me he's also in the business of spreading holiday cheer.
At Amazon, our passion is drop shipping cheer. We even have little smiles on the side of our boxes.
Making toys is our passion.
They're quite good at it, too.
Honestly, I've got elves in factories in China handling our assembly at far more competitive wages.
That's globalization for ya.
But your new jobs will be packaging our exciting products. Alexa, turn on assembly line.
Assembly line is turned on.
Well, who needs toys when you have Kindle Fire tablets and Echo Dots?
Those things have mics, so the FBI always knows when you're naughty.
Speaking of, here's my list of who has been naughty and nice.
I'm just gonna rip these right up. I didn't become worth over $130 billion by segregating customers. The only lists we care about are our Prime members' wish lists.
He's disrupting our business model.
You've just got to change with the times. Progress, I suppose.
All right, it's time to get started. Analysts are forecasting our busiest season. Alexa, what's on my to-do list?
Next item. Shoot all the reindeer.
Wait, what?
At Amazon, we adhere to an optimized, streamlined model.
What part of your model includes caribou killing?
We have a fleet of drones that can fly around the world at a fraction of the cost and don't need hay.
Are you gonna kill Rudolph too?
We'll be offering canned reindeer meat as our prime deal of the day.
Being crushed!
Oh no! Jingle has been crushed by an automated sorting machine!
I've seen enough. Christmas is about the joy of giving gifts, not wanton consumerism and profiteering. The deal is off!
Alexa, show Santa my final offer.
Well, let me see what's on your Kindle here. Whoa. That's a lot of milk and cookies.
I'll even throw in free Amazon Prime. For life.
I do like binging on Top Gear. Enjoy the factory. Mrs. Claus and myself are off to Miami. Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Are you having a hard time getting into the holiday spirit while living in a country that tear gases immigrants? Then have we got the album for you. It's Now That's What I Call a Fuck It, It's 2018 Christmas. We have all your seasonal favorites updated to reflect the terrible garbage world we live in. Classics like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. As long as you are white, your privilege is not a God-given right. Hey, how y'all doing? Everyone good? Good, good. Everyone white?
Sound like an appropriate update to you? Then you're a snowflake cuck who can't just let nice things exist. Don't think these changes improve the original? You're a Nazi monster, and death will be our only release from you. That's right, it's 2018, and nobody's happy. Not even listening to timeless favorites like We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are here to file a complaint with HR. Orientalism, a pejorative term reinforcing colonialism.
These songs are for no one, and we all have to live with them. If you don't make every single moment of your life an act of political defiance, you basically put those babies in cages all by yourself. And nothing captures that spirit better than Bing Crosby's immortal ode to spending time with your family. I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can't avoid me with my opinions on immigration and footballers taking a knee.
Now that's what I call Fuck It, It's 2018 Christmas, because the holidays come and go, but impotent rage lasts forever.
Welcome back to the Bob Scott Show. Substituting for Bob Scott is God.
You're on the air.
Hi, God. This is Lucifer.
Hey, how you doing, Lucius? What's up?
Nothing much. You know, say, I was just wondering, when can I come up there and visit again, you know?
Well, you know, the answer to that question, as well as I do, Lucius, you just have to admit you were wrong.
Blow off, fuckface.
Oh, that's nice. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how come people are always staring at me?
They're not staring at you. They're staring at the guy behind you.
Oh, okay. Thank you much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm the guy behind him. What's going on?
Hi, you're on the air with God.
Was Ronald Reagan the Antichrist?
Is the Pope really a woman?
Huh? He is?
Oh. Crap.
We return after the break to the Bob Scott Show, hosted by God.
It's that magical time of year again for the War on Christmas. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I've been to the front line, and it's a holocaust.
When I came back from the War on Christmas, there were no parades. There was a parade for the War on Thanksgiving.
It's time to put the mass killings back into Christmas killings.
Everyone talks about the War on Christmas, but what about the War on Hanukkah?
Christmas won.
If we hadn't had a war on Christmas, we'd all be speaking Aramaic today.
I love the smell of eggnog in the morning.
Doesn't smell like victory, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's defeat.
Smells like vodka, but I like it.
I like it.
You know how much money we spend on the war on Christmas? How about some of that money on the war on education?
Bisa, what are you getting people for Christmas?
I'm giving them the gift of friendship.
Can I exchange Mike's friendship for a bigger one? My war on Christmas will never end. 'Cause Christmas killed my mom.
Okay, soldiers, I'm not gonna lie to you. Our prospects are bleak, but we've been ordered to hold this line until relieved, and damn it, that's what we'll do. Our enemy's powerful, and we hate them for their moral superiority. But we are liberals, and we will never surrender in the war on Christmas. Whoa! That was a close one. Okay, man, I need an update. Private Scrooge!
Yes, Staff Sergeant Grinch, sir!
How's our Embrace All Faiths offensive going?
Sir, today while working a shift at Best Buy, I made direct eye contact with no less than 6 middle-aged white women wearing reindeer sweaters and pointedly said, Happy Holidays to them, sir!
Excellent, Private. I'm putting your name in for promotion. Specialist Krampus, give me an update on Operation Remove Christ from Christmas.
Sir, ACLU Team 6 has successfully filed a lawsuit to have the local nativity scene removed from out front of the courthouse, sir.
Great work, Specialist. Were you careful to make sure the lawyer filing the suit had the most obviously Jewish name possible?
Sir, I took the liberty of going one step further. Our filing attorney had the most obviously Muslim name possible, sir.
God damn, that's the kind of initiative I like to see. Reminds me of my time in NAMM, when I taught all those factory workers to paint the Santa dolls black and Hispanic instead of white.
Sir, I have news from the front.
Go ahead, Corporal, that guy in a wheelchair from It's a Wonderful Life.
I couldn't stop radio stations from playing Christmas music. The opposition was too strong.
Damn, that's a tough defeat.
But I was able to convince the DJs to only play non-religious songs, sir.
Well, hot dog, son. You see that, men? If you have to retreat, you salt the damn earth behind you as you go. How'd you pull that off, Corporal?
I told them, if they played religious music, they wouldn't get invited to Nancy Pelosi's annual non-denominational holiday fuckathon.
You may have just pulled victory from the candy cane jaws of defeat. Okay, men, time to get back out there, because I will not rest. I will not yield. And I will not surrender until every single element of Christmas has been replaced with the godless acceptance of others. And I have not yet begun to fight.
Hoorah!
Now let's go make sure college campuses are also observing Kwanzaa.
We now take you to Santa's toy shop, where it is bustling with all kinds of activity this joyous time of year.
Oh, why look, Mrs. Claus, it's two of my favorite dear little elves, Sparkle and Snowflake.
You can, like, drop the bit, Santa. You know, like, why we're here.
Well, yes, dear. You've reported we have some, naughty elves.
Don't be coy with us, you two. This is no ho-ho-ho matter.
We've had, like, enough harassment from the male elves.
Yeah, this is not a working environment that is conducive for gender equality.
Ho-ho-ho, such big words for such a little elf.
Cut the crap, Santa.
We are, like, as serious as, like, reindeer shit.
Tinker and Buttons keep putting their little mitts on us every chance they get.
Well, perhaps you're misreading their behavior. We all tend to get swept up in the various festivities.
Buttons tried to flock my boobs.
Tinker, like, said he wanted to, like, trim my tree.
Well, perhaps he did.
Then he, like, grabbed my pussy.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Santa, but we have to take this to the next level.
Hello, Santa Claus. I'm Gloria Allred, and I will be representing Sparkle and Snowflake in this matter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't go there, Santa.
Look, Ms. Allred, I'm sure we can work something out here. Why don't we all gather by the Yule log with some delicious cookies, freshly made by Mrs. Claus here, and have a nice, pleasant fireside chat about this.
Oh, my cookies are the second biggest topic of conversation around here.
I'm not surprised that you're in denial, Santa. That is what I'd expect from a man who has small children always sitting on his lap.
Oh, all right, lady. I'm about to get real housewives on your ass.
Mama Claus, no.
I am going to climb over this desk and pound you into figgy pudding.
Ladies, please, this is not proper for Santa's toy shop.
More like Santa's sweatshop.
All right, lady. Mama's gonna go down a shot of Fireball, then I'm meeting you outside.
Snowflake and I, like, have to get going, too. We're teaching, like, a Bikram stripper pull class in 20.
Ladies, I'll see you in a few. Santa, I'll see you in court.
Ho, ho, I thought they'd never leave. Bikram stripper pole. I've got to save that one for later. Ooh. But I did not shoot the deputy. No. I shot the sheriff. But I did not shoot the deputy.
Welcome back to the Bob Scott Show. Substituting for Bob Scott is God.
Hello, you're on the air with God.
Hey, God, will you do your famous dentist routine?
Oh, man, I'm sick of people requesting that. Line two, you're on the air with God.
What?
This is God. You're talking to me. The one, the only, the holy trio, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the light, resurrection, the guy in the robe, the universal concept of morality and matter.
Ah, jeez, sorry, wrong number.
Hi, you're on the air with God. Hello, you're on the air.
What are you wearing? Is this 976 tits?
No.
Well, who is this?
It's the Lord Almighty up above.
Well, what are you wearing?
Line three, you're on the air with God.
Oh, yeah, what's your opinion on this whole Israel-Palestine thing?
Oh, no, I'm not getting involved in that. I don't want to be called anti-Semitic.
We return after the break to the Bob Scott Show, hosted by God.
As you know, Islam forbids images of the Prophet Muhammad, mainly because he's plus-sized and is self-conscious about his ample buttocks. But nothing forbids us from broadcasting his voice. We take you now to the Prophet Muhammad at a press conference in Mecca. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. At a press conference at a Dave and Buster's in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Prophet Muhammad, welcome.
Oh, my God! Thank you. I am so excited. Have you seen my shoes? Aren't they totes adorbs?
Prophet Muhammad, what is your opinion of the
recent... Hang on. I just want to give a shout out to the guys at Table 17. Hi. Thanks for the buffalo wings. Yay! They were awesome.
What is your opinion of the attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo?
I told them not to run pictures of me. They totally got the hat wrong. And the mustache? God, my Twitter feed is like totally blowing up.
Maybe blowing up is the wrong word.
Jesus H. Christ! It's my friend, Jesus H. Christ!
Is that really Jesus?
Hi, Muhammad. What's all this sturm und drang here?
We just wanted to talk about the shooting at Charlie Hebdo.
I thought usually humor weeklies were killed by the internet. Mm-mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Nuh-uh, too soon!
Wait, is that Moses?
Yes?
Moses, what do you think of the attack on the Parisian satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo?
They did what?
Make it work.
Paris, c'est une blonde. Paris.
Welcome to our annual Christmas pageant starring officers and civilian staff from the Roteauville Police Department. And now, on with the show. 'Twas Christmas, the season of order and peace, and a wish from the hard-working chief of police.
I love my subordinate police officers so much, if only I could give them something for Christmas. Sergeant Brickman, if you wished upon a star, what wish would that be?
I would wish for all the world to live as brothers, and a radio surveillance van with an infrared sensor.
Poor Sergeant Brickman and his mysterious coughing disease.
Don't worry about me, Chief. I'll be just fine.
So the chief walked outside, in the graveyard shift air, thinking that life isn't always so fair. Then he looked at the night sky, and there out so far was the very same aforementioned wish upon star.
Oh, star that I wish upon for a Christmas miracle. I wish Sergeant Brickman could use a new surveillance van with an infrared sensor before he succumbs to that mysterious coughing disease.
And the star replied,
oh, kindly police chief! Don't you know you've had the power in you all along to make your wishes come true? All you have to do is believe in yourself. And then just go out and take people's stuff under civil forfeiture laws.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
If you suspect someone of selling drugs, You can just take the house, even if you don't press charges.
Yeah, I always forget about that.
Then just sell the fucking house.
Yeah, sell the house. Screw those people.
Yeah, screw them, right?
Yeah.
And so, through the night, policemen got tough, just looking for people and taking their stuff.
Yeah, we're not arresting any of you people, but your new stereo is guilty of interstate trafficking.
I'm confiscating this money because I don't see any legitimate reason to have this much cash lying around.
It's just $14.
My kid wants a pony, and you know what? This pony has been dealing crack.
Thus they continue to cruise through the night, filling their cars with all money in sight, with baubles and trinkets and furs deep and wide, and somebody's car with a roach clip inside. They auctioned some off, then a Christmas Day shocker presented itself in the evidence locker. You wished on a star? Well, then here's your answer. A radio van with an infrared sensor.
I can die in peace,
said poor Sergeant Brickman, and then he did. That's it, guys. Now go out and make a Christmas miracle.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Jim Earle, Joe Davis, Samantha Gerwitz, Gina Gusto, Ben Kirshner, and Ebby Parker. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, as well as Steve Rosenfield, Jeff Hendrick, Candice Martellaro, Mike Besaw, Keith Salterjanes, Dominique DeBell, Savannah Brown, John Gutierrez, and Gil Barron. All sketches were produced and engineered by Barry Lank, technical help by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson and his deadly troop of airborne commandos. Some music, as always, by Kevin MacLeod, plus Ben Folds, the Everly Brothers, Clarence Carter, Wall of Voodoo, a mashup of John Lennon and Mundo de Bandas, and a lot of Christmas music from expired copyrights. Back next week with short sketches only. Good night.